This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
I'll probably get into trouble for this, but you know, we have more podcast downloads than people read The Australian every day.
No comment.
No comment from, we have more Fair podcast fast. Downloads in a month than people read Australian in a day. But Mark Hawthorne is the publisher, Victorian publisher of The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald, and the Financial Review, and he has committed this time around. He is going to be a regular guest. We just don't know how long. But I also like the Sunday Age editor as well. I think that's another paper I like.
She's very good, Dushka.
We have to work on her. If you're listening, there's a space here for you, darling. But I've been seeing all these posters around Melbourne, Mark, about The Age and Melbourne. What's going on?
Look,
you've been appointed how long? 5 weeks. You've blown all the marketing budget.
I can assure you, we do not do marketing campaigns in 5 weeks. There's been a lot of work going to this one. No, we just want to remind people in this era of fake news that we have heritage and we've been around publishing continuously in this city since 1854. So we've taken 12 of the largest billboard sites in the city. We've taken 300 other sites around the CBD and inner city. And what we decided to do was go back to our archives and grab great photographs of Melbourne and put them in situ, so to speak. So if you're walking along Bourke Street, there's a lovely photograph of Bourke Street from the 1930s. At Flinders Street Station, we've taken three huge billboards with different photos from our own archives of Flinders Street through the decades. So just a reminder to the people of Melbourne with the tagline Melbourne Always that, you know, we have been part of this city and trusted by this city since 1854.
I love it. I love those photos. It's like the one in the lift coming up here.
Yeah, they're great.
Of the Vietnam moratorium.
Oh, that's a great photo in this lift, yes.
Yeah, and the EJ Holden panel van. Police Holden panel van.
So what's the link with fake news?
Look, I can tell you, we've actually... The best thing that's happened to your traditional media around the world has been Donald Trump. I think people are starting to realise that you cannot believe always what you see in your Facebook feed, in your Twitter feed. And there has been a kickback from audience, especially when a major news story breaks, to go back to... And look, it's not just us, it's 774, it's The Age. If you're in Sydney, it's the Sydney Morning Herald, it's the ABC. And, you know, it's the Herald Sun as well. When we had a maniac get behind a wheel of a car and start mowing down pedestrians in Melbourne, we started an online blog. And we had 4.5 million readers by midnight that night of that blog. Most had come in two or three times. Most had spent an average of 6 or 7 minutes on that site during that day. So, you know, we know that when major news happens, we are trusted. And that's important. And we're just reminding people.
And do you think that differs from the reputation some of the other media outlets might have?
Oh, look, we all have different reputations, absolutely. I won't comment on... our opposition directly. I will say that one of our advantages is people do tend to trust what we publish. And, you know, we've got a great track record. We've got journalists who have changed the world we live in. Adele Ferguson, her examination of the banking industries, the health insurance industries, and now the retirement industry has been just absolutely fabulous work. I'm very proud to work in a newsroom that does that quality of work.
I mean, without Adele... Some of those stories, well, not some of them, those stories would not have got light of day. And, yes, I'm biased because I like real news, not fake news and not titillation. I want news.
So, in our newsroom, we have Richard Baker, Nick McKenzie, yes. Who have, again, produced investigative journalism that has changed our world. John Sylvester in crime. In Melbourne, I rate Chris Fedelago and Cam Houston very, very highly.
And Nick Toscano has written a great piece.
Really well-researched piece. I would recommend if you read one thing in The Age today, it would be Nick's piece on what we've just been talking about with Gova, that is the demise of the car industry.
Yeah, it's... So, the future, and we had Matthew Wade on earlier. He's the editor of Star Observer, which is a gay free-to-street newspaper, but digital as well in a magazine, about the challenge of newspapers.
The first newspaper I worked in was the Sunday Observer.
Was it?
Right.
That was Pete. Was that Peter Isaacson?
Peter Isaacson.
Isaacson. Yeah.
Yep. Porter Street.
That was a few years ago.
Yeah, and his office was in Porter Street, Taz.
Yes, next door to the sauna, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. Next to the rub and tug. The challenge of newspapers, printing them, making them pay. I know. Is it the SMH the biggest news platform website in Australia? Is it the most visited?
Look, it's up there with, in terms of pure eyeballs, and it's how you measure things.
Yeah.
It's how you measure anything. So in pure eyeballs, it competes with news.com.au just for pure numbers. We direct traffic. So when you Google a story, for example, Nick's story there on the demise of the car industry today, if any listener were to Google that, they will be directed to the SMH version of that story. That's to keep the SMH level pegging at number one. But what we have that no one else has is engagement. People, when they come to our sites, so if they go to news, they're often there for 30, 35 seconds, read one story, and they've gone. At the Age site, we normally keep them for close to 2 minutes per visit, and they're reading 4 to 5 stories.
That's pretty good.
So that's quite impressive. And, you know, these days on your phone, we're competing with Twitter, with Angry Birds. You know, the amount of competing outlets for your attention on your phone is enormous. So we like to measure our engagement. And even at the Age and with the traffic diverted, I think we're still the number 7 or 8 news website in the country. And that's just off the search traffic for Victoria.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So what's happening in the marriage equality space? But what's your assessment of... I mean, this obviously is a subject that we talk a lot about in this studio and our listeners are you know, very interested in. What's your take on it?
We have been consistent for years. This is a vote no one at our organisation wanted. Editorially, we said this is going to be divisive. And we've seen the very worst. Actually, I think it's improved. I think the first few weeks were pretty terrible and some of the advertising, but I think it's matured a little bit now. But at the end of the day, it's here. You have to deal with it. So now it's the number that interests me as we get towards the pointy end.
What's your prediction?
Gee, I'd like to see 65% yes. I think if we can get above that 65% yes, it skewers the negative, skewers those campaigning for the no vote. Anything under that, and you will get this ironic position where after our politicians have given us maybe the most divisive piece of policy in our society for a decade, they'll say, oh, we can't vote in Parliament, it will be too divisive. And that's where we'll start. I'll start to get angry. So I'd like to see 65, but I'm actually worried. I know we've written a few pieces today saying that...
I'm not confident we'll get to 65,
no,
by the way.
There's been a few pieces we've published saying that it's confident, but there is still... The no vote has done a great job of conflating other issues with the key issue, and that really concerns me. And I think there's this great, still large, unspoken, conservative group of people who will not tell anyone how they vote, but when they fill in, it'll be no. So I'm worried. So that's why I really would like to see 65%, but I'm not 100% confident we're going to get there.
No, neither am I. And I think you are absolutely right. The no arguments have been not about marriage.
No, they've conflated
about
everything else.
Other issues.
Absolutely.
That in fact are not related to...
You don't like political correctness? Vote no. That was our former Prime Minister.
Quick comment. Tony Abbott, an interesting group of people. What's going on there? Does he actually, in your opinion, as a journalist and a not so much a commentator, but does any of what he's doing make sense in terms of... Because he wants to be Prime Minister again. I mean, I'd like to be Prime Minister, but you know, I've got more chance.
I don't think he'll make it.
Can you work it out, or is it just, is he just like a human version of Angry Birds?
So as a journalist, and you know, I've probably moved on from being a working journalist these days, but you still, our job is to ask and report what we're told. And I have been asking for a long time, and what I've been told from within the Liberal Party is he probably only gives himself a minute chance of ever being Prime Minister again. So plan B is I will take down everyone who took me down. And I think that's what he's doing, and that's what I've been told from...
So his legacy will be to be the individual who brought down several previous opposition governments and his own.
I don't know if that's true. That's what I'm being told.
And when do you think Malcolm Turnbull's going to make a stand on principle, on something?
I think...
That's
no,
a loaded
it's
question,
a good question. I don't... I think... He needs to be brave and lead. And I actually think our readers the voters in this society want someone to stand up and lead. Hmm.
Now, if you were a politician, Mark, and you were standing for election, what would be your slogan?
I can tell you it would be desperate times if I ever wanted to go into politics.
Desperate times call for desperate people.
Hey?
You could have that.
No, not something I've ever countenanced, I have to say. Not something I've ever countenanced.
Mac, let me pose that question
never
to you.
Never joined a political party in my life.
What would be your slogan?
Let's get on with it. Let's stop... No, I can say let's stop pissing around. Let's get on with it. Put a poofter in Parliament. I don't know. Let's get on with it.
There's no shortage of them.
I think the last one will probably get you some votes.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of them.
No. Mark Hawthorne, Victorian publisher of Age, SMH and The Fin Review. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you for your time. I hope you're going to be a regular. And we'll work on the Sunday Age editor because you're going to tell her that we spoke about it. So she can come in and talk to us, because that's also another very popular paper in Victoria.
And it's an excellent paper. You have to understand, Dushka is working today.
I know.
She's at the coalface.
Yeah, she can pick up the phone for 10 minutes. Dushka, pick it up the phone. Come on.
I'll send her the tape.
Okay.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine.
Enjoy the races.
Enjoy the races.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.